We the people are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who pervert the Constitution. That is Abraham Lincoln. Live from Minneapolis, Minnesota, uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, folks, that was a bit of a bust. After 4 years of work and more than $6.5 million spent, Special Counsel John Durham has delivered his final report investigating the FBI's Russian collusion probe. So the delivery of this report means that no additional criminal charges will be brought. That's it. It's over. It's done. It's finished. The final tally, two people were tried and acquitted, and one person pleaded guilty but received no jail time. Now, still, this report is damning for the FBI's reputation as some kind of an elite law enforcement organization. Here's what Durham found. First, he found that there was no evidence ever, whatsoever, at any time of any kind of collusion between Donald Trump or the Trump campaign or Trump advisors and Russia. No, from the very beginning, this was an ideologically driven, evidence-free, hysterical frenzy fueled by confirmation bias and criminal activity. Second, Durham found that investigators deliberately changed or violated policies in order to keep the investigation into Trump going. They broke the law repeatedly, over and over and over again, in a politically motivated hit job by the Gestapo, a criminal terrorist organization called the FBI. They ignored exculpatory evidence and instead put huge trust in associates of the Clinton campaign who were trying to deceive them for political reasons. And speaking of Clinton, the report makes it extremely clear that the Russia collusion narrative was spun up by the Clinton team in the first place and sustained by them. The FBI basically turned into Hillary's lapdog in 2016 and remained in her lap for years afterwards, driven by ludicrous suspicions of Trump and a fanatical hatred of his vision for America. By extension, a fanatical hatred of you. It's a tragedy that no one went to prison over this probe. Absolutely. This was a huge wasted opportunity. But this final report is at least not a complete waste. It shows definitively how the Trump-Russian collusion storyline was fake from the beginning. And pushed anyways by careerist hacks and cowards, the exact sort of people who rise high in the FBI of today. If you want to take away from all of this, it's this. Instead of defunding the police, let's defund the FBI. Abolish the FBI completely and arrest most of its agents. What has the FBI done for us over the past 8 years? Well, they tried to rig a presidential election in 2016, and when that failed, they committed lawfare against the electoral winner and against all of his allies. They interfered in the 2020 election. They concocted fake honeypot terror plots to ensnare patriots. Their informants and agent provocateurs set up and helped trigger January 6th, which they then exploited for an epic national purge of America First patriots. They are a criminal organization. The FBI are not our allies. They are not the good guys. In its current form, the FBI is a terrorist organization, period. Does it stink that Durham didn't get any convictions? Yes, of course it does. Ideally, dozens of people would have gone to prison over what they did in 2020. But do not let the left lie to you. Do not let the fake criminal press convince you and gaslight you to somehow believe that this report was a total bust, because it's not. It lays out for 300 pages just how much the left gutted standards at the FBI and left them behind in favor of paranoia and criminal, ideologically motivated purges. Purges like the one that took out George Papadopoulos back during the Trump years. Purges that left Peter Navarro in leg irons. Navarro authored the books In Trump Time and Taking Back Trump's America after serving in the Trump administration as the assistant to the president, director of trade and manufacturing policy, and the National Defense Production Act policy coordinator. Please make sure that you visit his Substack, peternavarro.substack.com. Again, peternavarro.substack.com, and he joins us now. Peter, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Stu, my brother, hot monologue. My buried lead on the Durham report is that it's confirmation that this was election interference by Durham himself, but more importantly, by the Republican Attorney General and traitor, Bill Barr. This is a report that could have been turned around in 90 days, gotten before the American public, before the 2020 election. It would have materially impacted in a positive way that election, because like the Hunter laptop that they hid, the FBI hid that and Barr hid that. People, if they had known that that hoax was indeed a hoax, they would have been more likely to vote for Donald Trump. So I posed a question. It's like, you've got this Department of Injustice now putting people in prison for J6 on something that's never really been used much at all, seditious conspiracy, okay? That's what's getting folks on J6 into prison. But I ask you this, Stu, it's like, isn't this seditious conspiracy on the part of Comer, Clapper, Brennan, Page, Strzok, McCabe, who weaponized in a partisan way a once revered institution in this country for the sole purpose back in 2016 of overthrowing a president before he even got into office and sworn in? And that was a battle that they kept doing through from it continues to this day with their raid on Mar-a-Lago. So yeah, Durham is a failure. Barr was the guy behind him because he didn't have the courage to do what he should have done himself. Remember, Barr was a special and independent investigator. Barr didn't need to do that. Barr could have just went and looked at that and held those people account, gone over to the FBI, got those people out of there, looked at all their emails, looked at all their correspondence, and pulled them up. Hey, maybe for seditious conspiracy, maybe for treason, but what they did, Stu, was election interference that has cost this country, and they continue to do that to this day, sir.
Yeah, Bill Barr and his ilk are traitors. They completely sold Americans and America right down the river by walking away from all of this. He knew exactly what he was doing with premeditation. He did it. This reminds me, I'm looking right now at a December 19th, 1997, New York Times headline. Quote, CIA says it has found no link between itself and crack trade. So this reminds me of the statement from the FBI. Once again, our government has investigated itself for terrorism and found itself not guilty. I mean, we don't have a country anymore.
Who investigates the investigators? I mean, look, we need Donald Trump in November of 2024. We need to elect him. I can guarantee you when he comes in from day one, from inauguration day, he's going to clean up the FBI. What I think we should do is close that Washington headquarters immediately, figure out which of those agents were complicit in all this partisan weaponization, and then take appropriate action against them, and then send the rest of the FBI agents who have failed to blow the whistle on those people out into the field to do actual investigative work again. And they could probably spend a ton of time looking at all the illegal aliens that have been flooding over our border that are part of the drug cartels, the child traffickers, the Islamic terrorists.
Why not just abolish the FBI completely? I mean, why do we even need the FBI? These people, yeah. We've had FBI whistleblowers here on this program, yeah. People who work for the FBI. It is a criminal terrorist organization in its current form.
Well, look, here's the thing. The thing that I would say to every FBI agent right now, looking them in the eye. It's like, you need to look at your conscience. Why did you go into the FBI? If you went in for good reasons to uphold the law and protect this country, you have to ask yourself the question, why have you remained quiet for what's going on, 7 years now, while the leadership of that agency has engaged in all manner of weaponization and partisanship, using the powers of that. They put me in leg irons. I know what it means to be in the bowels of that FBI building in handcuffs. All I did was my duty to this country, the Constitution, and my commander in chief. Yet Hunter Biden still goes free. So just there's a lot here, but you know, my takeaway from the Durham report is part of what you said. Yeah, there's a lot of interesting stuff in there, which is damning. But at the end of the day, for me, it shows that there was election interference by the FBI in the 2020 election and attempted interference in the 2016 election.
Yeah, to your point, let's just lay this out a little bit. So Roger Stone, the FBI shows up at his house with CNN cameras in tow. The FBI targets George Papadopoulos. The FBI has you in leg irons. The FBI is targeting Steve Bannon. I mean, of course, Bannon. I mean, the list goes on and on. How about the thousands that the FBI targeted over January 6th? All the while, the FBI knew exactly what they were doing. They were operating a criminal enterprise that was targeting innocent people for political, ideological motivations only, 100%, to interfere in elections. That's an act of terrorism.
Issue, the bigger issue here is, what were those FBI informants doing on the Capitol Hill grounds encouraging people to riot? Was that under the direction of the FBI?
Or the CIA? I mean, the same thing that they were doing in Ukraine in 2014.
From day one, I remember, Stu, when that happened, I was out on the mall looking, and it was like, it was one of the worst days of my life, because that was the worst case for Donald Trump. It basically allowed the Congress to turn their backs on the legal count of the vote. So you have to ask yourself, were those people that smart to concoct that kind of violence by Pelosi? Like, you know, don't send any troops in, even though Trump wants them. FBI informants, yeah, come on down. Capitol Hill police, hey, here's the way.
What you got to ask yourself is this.
I think we now know what it's all
If they're
about,
able to pull okay? that off, if they're it's able to shrapnel. Interfere in these elections, if they're able to target innocent Americans, if they're able to target the president of the United States, top advisors and staff, if they're able to send innocent people to prison, if they're able to interfere in elections and steal them effectively, then why would they change anything now? That's the real question here. If they admit it, if they stop doing it, they're exposed. If Donald Trump gets reelected, if the FBI doesn't stop him, if the deep state cabal does not stop Donald Trump by any means necessary, then yes, we have no country.
We're in deep trouble. And that's why everybody watching the Stu Peters Show has to be, you know, the canon of Bannon is action, action, action. You have to get involved some way or the other. That's kind of our mission right now, to take back that government from the people who are destroying our economy, opening our border, weaponizing our justice system and all that. I just want to make the one plea here for the Substack. It's peternavarro.substack.com, peternavarro.substack.com. It's the hub of everything I'm doing now on the 2024 campaign, the assault on this country by communist China, the issues like the border, and how Biden's destroying the economy. And it's free, but if you pay for it, it does help me fund my legal defense fund. I'm already down over $500,000. That's what they try to do to bleed you dry. So
that's right.
Peternavarro.substack.com.
Yeah, that's right. They tie you up in lawfare. They keep you in court. The purpose here is not to win any battles criminally. The purpose here is to drain the resources of anybody who can affect change. And so please go there, support Peter Navarro, go to peternavarro.substack.com, pay for the subscription. I mean, it's not going to break you. He doesn't want you to go broke supporting him, but if you have the means, plus there's really good action items at peternavarro.substack.com as well. Stay informed, get over there, support the legal battle. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Stu, my brother, carry on the fight, brother.
Look around at what's going on right now. Banks are collapsing all over the place, and then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. They say taxpayers won't pay. They say that other banks will pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? They'll probably raise your bank fees like they always do. And if the Fed steps in, you'll likely also be paying an inflation tax. In times like this, storing all of your money in a bank may be very risky, as we have seen. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Protect your wealth with gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now. Call 855-706-GOLD to learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
Here's some news for gun owners that you may not know. Millions of concealed carrying gun owners have made a huge mistake with their holster. Sadly, their holster is so uncomfortable that they just stopped using it altogether, meaning that their quest to defend themselves or others fails at the start. That's why Vanish Holsters is quickly becoming one of the most popular holsters in America. Thousands of customers say it's the most comfortable holster that they've ever used. And when you get one, you'll never stop carrying. This holster also saves you money. That's because it fits 99% of all semi-auto handguns, works without a tactical belt, lets you carry in multiple positions, and carries two fully loaded magazines. And best of all, is that because you are a supporter of this show, you can get it for $50 off. Just go to vnsh.com/stew, vnsh.com/stew, to see if your gun will work with one of these Vanish holsters and activate your discount today. Normally $130, you'll get a steal of a show for the Stu Peters Show supporters. Go to vnsh.com/stew today to claim your $50 discount on Vanish holsters. So if you still believe that any part of the official narrative surrounding COVID-19 could be true, if you're still considering that SARS-CoV-2 originated in China, if you're still considering that maybe a sick pangolin flew over some bat soup and took a crap in it in a wet market, or if you still believe that China has been battling COVID longer than any other country, here's a question that maybe you should consider. What do you think China's reaction was to the vaccines created by Pfizer and Moderna? I mean, they had to have been excited about taking advantage of this groundbreaking, life-saving new technology, right? No. Nope, not at all. Actually, China banned Pfizer and Moderna's shots. In fact, they've blocked all mRNA shots from being used there. Except that they've cut deals allowing foreigners to get the shots. So if you're not from here, if you're not Chinese, but you're a foreigner and you're here visiting or you've decided to live here, and if you're insane enough to want these shots, sure, go ahead. Knock yourself out. China just refused to even consider authorizing this shot for their own people. They did their own 144-person trial through their native company, Fosun Pharma. Evidently, the results did not please them. And it's not just that China is suspicious of foreign shots. China has refused to develop or release its own mRNA shot. So just think about that for a moment. Think about what we know about China, or what we're told about China. This is the country that starved 20 million people to death during the Great Leap Forward. This is the country that launched the Cultural Revolution and sent scientists and teachers and intellectuals into the countryside to be tortured and murdered at re-education camps. This is the country that has herded millions of Uyghurs into concentration camps. This is the country that harvests the organs of religious dissidents and children and babies. This is the country that used compulsory abortions to enforce a one-child policy for 40 years. This is the country that probably places less value on human life than any other place on the planet. And yet, even China rejected the mRNA shots as just too much for them. Karen Kingston is a biotech analyst with more than 20 years of experience. You've seen her a lot on this program. She's now turned into one of the world's top anti-mRNA vaccine voices. She's been talking and writing a lot about this online at her Substack, karenkingston.substack.com. She joins us now to talk more about this. Karen, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having me, Stu. Yeah, the information regarding Fosun Pharma, which is Pfizer-BioNTech's partner in China, and they're based headquarters in Shanghai, is alarming. This is actually breaking news. A lot of people believed or knew or thought they knew that the phase one safety trial was done by BioNTech in Germany. Maybe people thought it was done in the United States, but it was for 12 people in Germany. The actual initial safety trial for use in humans was done by Fosun Pharma in China on Chinese civilians. And it was across 144 civilians. And it was for BNT162B1. And that's a different formulation than what we know as the EUA or Comirnaty BNT162B2. So they tested it in 141 people for safety in Chinese civilians. And after they got the results, their response was to ban Pfizer and Moderna's mRNA technology vaccines from their nation. That was the response from their 2020 research.
What were they concerned with? I mean, what were they finding?
They were, again, this is a different formulation, allegedly, than what was used in our phase one, two, three trials here in the U.S. And other non-U.S. countries. They were likely finding what they found, what they knew on October 22nd, 2020, which is people were having heart attacks. They were having neurological dysfunctions. They were having blood clots, strokes, autoimmune diseases, lots of incidences of severe disease, hospitalizations, and death. And their response was to ban it. Now, this information should be FOIA'd. You can find that this clinical trial was registered on clinicaltrials.gov, the NIH website. Nobody knows about this. This should be FOIA'd because this is the phase one safety data, and a nation of a billion people, in response to that data, decided to ban Pfizer-BioNTech's mRNA. And what did the FDA do? They authorized the use in the phase 2-3 trials in the United States, South Africa, Turkey, Germany, and Brazil. And then they authorized use in the United States and then around the globe after China banned use in civilians. Now, eventually, in November 2022, the chancellor of Germany was like, hey, this doesn't look so good. You have to authorize this for use in civilians. And they said, okay, we'll use it in German civilians who live in China. And then eventually they said foreign civilians. And now China is currently looking at, I think they might have just recently authorized their own mRNA. But what's alarming is no one knew that this was a registered trial with the United States, with the FDA, with the NIH, and with the CDC. And a nation responded by banning the technology. And then our nation responded by authorizing criminal human experimentation.
So here we are. Like, hold on. This is 2.5 years ago. I mean,
this is 2.5 years ago.
So for 2.5 years, our media didn't find it of any importance whatsoever for the American public to know that China looked at the Pfizer and Moderna products and banned them.
Yeah, banned them and banned all mRNA technologies for at least two and a half years. Yeah. And what were they using? They were using a more standard vaccine, like the Vero cell line. Dr. Judy Mikovits talks about this all the time. It's that monkey biological cell line. They were not using mRNA technology, which is known as RNA and DNA gene editing technologies. So they did not allow for these bioweapons that cause disease, disabilities, and death. And once you're injected with them, they're self-spreading. They said, no, we're not going to allow that to be used on our civilians. So if you need any more damning evidence that this is, in fact, a bioweapon, China banned it. Now, they have their own company looking at it. And what's also interesting is it's a different formulation. So I was on your show in July 2021. Fosun Pharma's in Shanghai who did the patent to use graphene oxide in mRNA vaccines for coronaviruses? Shanghai Nanotech. So my question is BNT1621B1, one of the formulations, is that the formulation that has the hydrogel lipid nanoparticles in it? Right? Is it a different formulation than the BNT162B2, which actually is Comirnaty when you take a look at Pfizer's internal, you know, ingredients? Because as we know, the emergency use product, the serious adverse events, they vary by lot. So we know that to be true. So the formulation that was banned in China, you know, we need to take a look at how is that used here in America and how similar is it to Comirnaty? So this is alarming. That information should be FOIA'd, you know. And the other thing that needs to be looked at is what was the serious adverse events across other nations that banned mRNA, right? You know, we look at the V-Safe database, which is over 10 million people of early people that were injected, and 4 million actually entered their data. And 4 out of 10 had serious adverse events where they couldn't function the next day.
Yeah.
They couldn't go to school. They couldn't go to work. They had to go to some of them had to go to the ER or the hospital, right? Did this happen in other nations that weren't using mRNA? The answer is no, it didn't. So we know that these are bioweapons, and we need to start taking action, looking at this evidence, demanding the right evidence get FOIA'd that shows all this disabilities, disease, death, and harm. The other thing is too, in the Pfizer phase 3 trial, this is what should be FOIA'd for the children. You don't need the 80,000 pages. It says from the November 20th, 2020 filing, 100 children had severe reactogenicity, meaning they had neurological dysfunction, heart failure, lung failure, kidney failure. They were hospitalized or they died. 100 children ages 12 to 15. FOIA that data for Matty DeGray. And don't give the FDA 2 years to get it to you. Give them 2 weeks. Say, what happened to those 100 children in your phase 3 trial?
Along with asking the questions and you know, FOIA for information regarding this trial and, you know, Matty DeGray and all of this other stuff, the question that we have to be asking is this. As the press here in this country positions China and Russia as bad guys, and Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin as having this incredibly dangerous alliance, and how we must protect Ukraine, and how we must protect Sudan, and get our CIA and our State Department involved with all of these conflicts that we are starting all over the place right now. From where we sit, Karen, it looks like this. It looks like Vladimir Putin is strategically targeting bioweapons labs in Ukraine. And it looks like now Xi Jinping and his government, the CCP, banned these shots in order to protect people after we know them as this horrific, genocidal, you know, authoritarian dictatorship in China. What the question that we need to be asking is this: why is our own Congress not saying anything about these shots? What is happening? What is the deal that was made by our Congress and Big Pharma, Pfizer, Moderna, et al., in order to continue to usher in these shots? And still today, to this day, when you watch the media, when you watch the news, there are commercials constantly reminding you to go and get your booster.
I don't know what they made a deal with the devil, and I don't think they understand that this mRNA technology, whether it's in the shots, whether it's in the food supply, whether it's in our water supply, or whether you spray it down, it's for the extinction of our species. This is not, people need to start taking this very seriously. Go to my Substack. There is one that says, demand, you know, stop all access to mRNA technology. That's the title along the lines.
But KarenKingston.substack.com. KarenKingston.substack.com. Go there. This is the question that we need to be asking right now is who remains in Congress that is not speaking out against these shots? And that's all of them. And these people that are in Congress right now that are not speaking out to stop these shots and then hold accountable the people that ushered in this weapon of biowarfare and deployed it against Americans should be tried in a military tribunal, Nuremberg Type 2 situation. And then when they are found guilty of these crimes, they should be hanged. More of the Stu Peters Show in 60 seconds. Go nowhere. Christopher Keyes started the vaccine police. It was his calling to go and fight against these mandates and to try to save humanity. You might remember he stood before a school board and told every one of the members of that school board, I'm not only going to sue the board and the district, but I'm going to sue each one of you individually if you don't allow these masks to come off of these kids. He's leading the charge to take America back. He confronts corrupt corporations and fraud pharmacists through peaceful protests, providing supplements like IGF-1 and his pain and energy chips, and mobilizing activism to take down tyranny. Boots on the ground, energy, there is no force like Christopher Key. It's a force to be reckoned with, and that's because we are behind him, you are behind him. Stu Crew, please, if you have time, go to vaccine-police.com. If you have the means, when you go to vaccine-police.com, please donate $1, $10, $100, $1 million, whatever you have, it's for a great cause. Go to vaccine-police.com. Make sure that you tell them that Stu Peters sent you. Donate when you can. Go to vaccine-police.com.
One of Dr. Zelenko's last innovations was Z-Flu, and it's finally here. This flu season could be one of the worst in decades, and pharmacies are running out of ways to fight it. Instead of relying on them, arm yourself with Z-Flu. Z-Flu uses high-quality elderberry paired with vitamin C, D, and zinc to keep your immune system at its strongest. Trust the name that kept you safe during the plandemic and protect yourself this flu season. Buy Z-Flu today at ZStackProtocol.com.
If you have a child and that child has a diagnosis of ADHD, you've gone to the doctor and they are suggesting neurotoxins like Adderall and Ritalin and methylphenidate and Clonidine because they are whores for big pharma and because they are poison pushers and fake doctors, please try something else before you destroy your kid's life potentially with all of the documented irreversible long-term side effects associated with all of the aforementioned. Please try CBD and please use the family-owned business that we do business with here. All the hemp is grown right here in my home state of Minnesota. Everything can be sourced. You're not going to get any poisons or toxic crap in your CBD like you will if you go to the corner store, which sells all of this BS from China. Go to curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L, curable.com. Family-owned business, all the hemp sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. So many other benefits to Curable, which you can find on their website. Plus, if you like THC products, they have them as well. Go to curable.com. Use promo code Stu for 20% off site-wide when you go to curable.com. Welcome back. No matter how much the criminal, fake, lying press tries to convince you otherwise, every single aspect of the U.S.-Mexico border is a human disaster. The rape, the drug smuggling, the human trafficking, the physical agony of migrants trekking through the desert or stuffed like sardines into a truck or swimming with alligators in a river. And every single aspect of this border calamity is intentional. This fake government, this corporate government crime syndicate, do it because they know that these illegals and their children will come into this country and terrorize you. They do it because they want to demographically transform America and displace our historic population. They do it because they despise this country and they despise its people and they despise its values and its constitution. The evil here is so intense that sometimes you have to just step back and marvel at how much black comedy there is. Illegals arriving at the border today are being given slips of paper with a court date in 2025 or 2026. Yeah, literally 3 years before they even have a deportation hearing in court. 3 years to hold a court hearing for someone who obviously shouldn't even be here in the first place at all. And if they don't show up, well, what then? Well, you see, that's the beauty of it for these people. Nothing happens. Nobody is sending ICE to track down anyone who blows off an immigration hearing. Not in a fallen country that has been conquered, whose military won't even perform its only absolute responsibility, which is to protect this country's citizens from this calamity, from an invasion. So all of this song and dance about a day in court, it's fake. Illegal immigrants might not be smart enough to found the next Google like their defenders claim, but they aren't idiots either. The word is already out that if they come into America and then blow off ICE, nothing will happen. Because the system is totally fake. Pointless dead rituals of due process to obscure the nakedly obvious reality that America now has an open border with the entire rest of the planet, and you are welcome here. Bring a gun, fine. Bring fentanyl, yep, that's good. destroy the lives of innocent children and Americans. Absolutely. Them Miller has been a film and television producer for more than 25 years with outlets like A&E and Discovery and Netflix. He's host of the Blood Money podcast with Them Miller, but right now he's with the America Happens Network, where they have been covering the border invasion. Now, Them's recent work goes right to the heart of the deliberate human calamity created at our border to help these Democrats and really Republicans in this uniparty crime syndicate entrench permanent dictatorial rule in America. That's what they want. During his work at the border, Vem has discovered so-called rape trees, trees where dozens of women have been taken and violated by human smugglers and their fellow illegal migrants. The victims have included girls as young as 9 years old, with the sperm of dozens of men inside of them. This is what's happening. Well, Fox News tells you that it's under control. Disgusting. Vem Miller joins us now. Vem, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you coming. I mean, a rape tree, dozens, hundreds, thousands of girls being victimized, dozens of men's semen inside of nine-year-old girls. This is the truth of what's happening by an invasion that's being intentionally orchestrated by your government.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and covered up. I mean, the calamity down there, Stu, and thank you so much for having
me. Of course, yes.
I really appreciate the work you've been doing to get.
Thank you.
You know, really all this news out, this tragedy out. I mean, we had our guy Spencer Gear at the border, who connected with Michael Yon, who's a war correspondent, has been in 89 countries, various war zones. And some of the information these guys were sending is pretty like shocking, right? So not only do you have these rape trees, and I mean, when I say rape trees, I'm talking about like dozens of trees out there. We know they're rape trees because the underwear of the women that were raped are tossed onto these trees to signify that this sort of rape is going on. You know, we're talking to individuals like Christy Hutcherson, Bianca Gracia, who are telling us stories about how like girls as young as 9 years old are getting raped with like literally 30 different sorts of sperm in their body, right? And this is the sort of thing that our border is covering up. The people at the border are covering up. In fact, when our guy was down there, we have some video. I don't know if your team was able to receive that, but literally you had National Guardsmen trying to run over journalists with their car. And this was caught on video, literally pinning them up against a fence as a way of threatening them because they're out there trying to cover the truth. And so we notice that there's a lot of nefarious activities at the border, right? They're telling us one thing while they're literally giving these illegals pamphlets on how to make it to the interior, literally giving how-tos. And you're referencing the court processes where when they're talking about court dates that are 2-3 years down the line, I mean, that is part of the conspiracy. They're working hand in hand with these illegals to make sure that they make it to the interior of the country. And, you know, those people aren't going to show up to court. I mean, this is just a procedural thing to say that, hey, you know, we gave them the opportunity to go to court. But really what it is really a ploy to get as many illegals here as possible so they could change the voting block. So they could, you know, have these.
I don't even know them. I don't even know if that's actually, you know, the real motivation here, because obviously, as we have seen from the Durham report and what we saw right in the wide open, there's no such thing as an election in this country. Voting is fake and gay. Yeah. It's all a huge illusion, you know, that you have this two-party representative government while all of these people run around and stroke each other off on Epstein Island, hold the pictures of one another, and then use the inflation of bribery and blackmail material so that they remain enriched and empowered. This is why Lindsey Graham is still in office. I mean, these people are absolutely 100% part of a uniparty corporate crime syndicate. This is no representative government at all. But what these people will do when they get here, though, is they'll have all kinds of kids. The great white replacement is a real theory. It's not a conspiracy at all. They want to demographically transform this country forever. Ideologically, spiritually, religiously transform this country forever. They love seeing what happened in the summer of 2020 happen all over the place. They love the cheap and illegal labor so that they can prop up their globalist corporations like Amazon and Walmart. They love the meatpacking plants that go out of business that are in your regular neighborhood so that instead you have to have these big meatpacking plants that are creating fake meat and injecting them with mRNA vaccine to make sure that everyone has the nanotech responsible or required for Elon Musk to, you know, activate the
the chips that he wants to put in everyone's brains so that you become a sheepish follower of the spirit of the Antichrist, which will be the next person that rises to power and over the world, you know, in a Klaus Schwab-esque type fashion. This is the World Economic Forum, Agenda 2030, Great Reset happening to this country, and it's happening at our border. And it's not by accident. This isn't some like purge that's happening at our border. This is a methodical, orchestrated plan, an invasion that is being set up by your government.
Yeah, with people out there. I mean, the most shocking piece of news out of all these things we talked about was a group of liberal women that were going around telling the journalists that they should not be filming because they're violating the invasion of the illegal immigrants, believe it or not. That's the kind of mindsets that are at the border, that we are violating the illegal immigrants' invasion. We're violating their privacy by videotaping them. So that's the kind of people they have down there. Other things we've noticed, 4 dead bodies were found yesterday by Michael Yon and his group. Literally within 2 miles, there was dozens of gaps with through which the illegals could come in at any time. And it just seems to be, you know, not seems to be, it's pretty much part of their plan to let in as many people as possible, regardless of the damages it's causing. At the border, in fact, in El Paso, all the people living there are scared right now because they're being mugged. They're being violently assaulted. In fact, we have pictures of these gangster looking gentlemen, you know, military age with tattoos of guns on their necks, tattoos by their eyeballs, signifying that they've most likely killed somebody, being let right in and literally flipping off our journalists, middle finger up to our journalists, which is shows that these guys know that they're being allowed to do this. They know that they have a red carpet and they could treat us however they want to. And that is a scary idea because these are invaders.
I read the paper here in the People's Republic of Minneapolis, St. Paul, Twin Cities metropolitan area, the St. Paul Pioneer Press. It's a big joke. Mm-hmm. There's no problems at the border. We have seen no influx. They are just lying all over the place. These people are committing war crimes. This Biden administration, this faux administration, this illegitimate sham administration, the pedophile in the White House, and his puppeteers, whoever is controlling him, which is the World Economic Forum, the World Health Organization, global entities, the Rothschild central banking criminal cabal, Bill Gates and his minions, and you know the Obama administration, which never left the White House, never left Washington, Valerie Jarrett, who basically ran the Obama administration. These are people who collude with our adversaries internationally to tear down the framework of the United States of America. They want to completely destroy this country, and they are doing it physically right now. The only way to solve this is for a president to come to power, if we even have a free and fair election, but by any means necessary, come to power and completely shut down a permanent immigration moratorium, 100% permanent immigration moratorium. Then employ whatever federal government bureaucracy or federal law enforcement agency whose agents you haven't arrested, like the FBI agents that should be arrested and imprisoned. This is talking about a good president here now, by the way, would abolish the FBI and arrest its agents, and then would empower officials that are remaining at CBP and ICE to go out and do mass roundups and deportations. These people, if they are here illegally, they have no business being here, deport them immediately. And then deem these organizations like MS-13 a terrorist organization and treat them accordingly. If you come to our border, militarize it immediately. Shut it down. Bring these people back from Ukraine that they've been lying to us about not being there. Bring these troops back from all over the country. Get the women out of our military. Employ men, not transgenders. Then militarize the border, not just south, but north as well, because, you know, Castro Jr. up there hasn't been very agreeable lately either. You come and try to physically invade our country, we will fire on you. We will shoot you. We will stop you. We will kill you if necessary. And you will have to use force exactly once before people get the picture that this is not going to be tolerated. Do you agree with that? Or is that overly hyperbolic? Am I being racist?
No, you're talking about the Canadian border, and the Canadian border is one of the most heavily secured borders. They have waterways all across that border. They have sensors there. They have military there. They're watching everything that's happening, whereas our Mexico-U.S. border is not even like 5% of what they're doing up at the Canadian border. So, I mean, that's purely logical. I think we need to make an example. I think we need to make heavy examples of these people, these politicians. I mean, beyond just arresting and getting these illegal immigrants out of the country, I mean, our politicians need to be made an example of, because this is pure treason that's happening.
They've right.
become too used to betraying the American people. And one of the things I say is that this has been a long time coming. You know, I lived through the Iraq War, the nonsense of the Iraq War, the Patriot Act. I mean, they've been setting this up for decades as far as where we are currently right now, where our country is being invaded. And the crazy thing about all this is how they flipped on us. In the early 2000s, they were saying, oh, you know, terrorists this, terrorists that. They're talking about terrorist cells. And now we seem to be ignoring all the terror because the MS-13 is a terror group. They are here to cause damage. When you have guys crossing the border with gun tattoos and eyeball tattoos that are clearly gangsters, that have clearly murdered people, they're coming into our country, right? I lived in Los Angeles in the 80s and 90s, right? We had these guys with the eyeball tattoos and all that, right? And there was a scourge of drive-by shootings during that time. The late 80s and early 90s were a very dangerous time in Los Angeles. And it took about half a decade to get rid of this gangster culture in LA. It was because there'd be drive-by shootings, there'd be random acts of violence. And what baffles my mind is how could you let these kind of gangsters wholesale through our border? I mean, cleaning that out is going to be carnage. There's going to be drive-by shootings. There's going to be violence because people are, you know, closing their eyes to this obvious crime against humanity that's happening at our border. And by the way, you had said that this is a war crime. Yeah, it is a crime against humanity. If you look at the international criminal courts of what kidnapping is, what displacement is, what terrorism is, there's a lot of what's happening at our border that qualifies. So that is the legal definition of what's happening at our border.
Yeah. The Patriot Act was designed to spy on terrorist cells, which has now been used to spy on American citizens. While we do not spy on or track the whereabouts of the real terrorists that have coming in. So by extension, those that told you that they were going to investigate terrorist cells have now become the terrorists themselves. Van Miller, thank you so much for being here. More of the Stu Peters Show in 60 seconds. Yeah, I got 10 seconds.
10 seconds. So these terror laws are being used to hunt down people that are fighting family law corruption. You should know that because those same laws that they said were going to be used against terrorists are being used against fathers and mothers in this country. Just wanted to mention that.
That's right. Van Miller, thank you so much for being here. More of the Stu Peters Show next. FilterSuck.com is the leading manufacturer in filterless air purification systems, whether you're dealing with pollen or mold or dust, shedding from your pet, or vaccinated neighbors' mRNA spike protein shedding. FilterSuck.com has solutions for every scenario, at home, at work, or on the go. Breathe with confidence. Don't let your air suck. Rest well knowing that your home is protected 24/7. So now you can get a unit for your home or a portable unit for on-the-go travel. That's filtersuck.com. Use promo code STU for 10% off when you go to filtersuck.com.
You survived the first pandemic, but the elite have more planned.
We don't just need more money for vaccines for children. We need more money to plan for the second pandemic. There's going to be another pandemic. We have to think ahead.
The enemy is packing every shot with mRNA nanopoison, decimating immune systems, putting millions at risk of vaccine-induced genocide. Trust the medicine that killed COVID. Real supplements that saved families. Dr. Zelenko saved millions with his patented early treatment protocol and now has the shield against hidden viruses. The Z-Stack protocol is your family's best chance at defeating the next bioweapon attack. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from our friend, Dr. Zelenko. A one-pill formula taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons. ZStackProtocol.com. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.
Did you know that over 50 million adults right here in the United States suffer with sleep issues every day? If that's you, you're not alone. Sleep is the cornerstone for better health. Plus, people can't properly combat stress and anxiety. These numbers are directly correlated to this one. 75% of Americans suffer a magnesium deficiency, which helps you to combat stress and get better sleep. Magnesium Breakthrough has the 7 most critical types of magnesium all in one pill. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. So a lot of you may remember last fall we warned, because it's our civic duty to do so, warned the public about plans to hold a satanic, child-friendly drag show in Lake Havasu, Arizona. This drag show enjoyed taxpayer benefits, in other words, paid for by you, and was apparently supported in the hopes that it would make Lake Havasu more appealing to young people. Young people like the pervert sex predators who enjoy or participate in drag shows, we suppose. Well, thanks to our coverage, thanks to that warning about that drag show, Lake Havasu's mayor is suing us, suing me. So we're fighting this lawsuit because we're in the right, number one, and number two, because this is about a lot more than just our show. This is about the freedom to cover these crucial issues about protecting our children from demonic sex shows. You can support our fight by donating at givesendgo.com/defendstew. That's givesendgo.com/defendstew. We're deeply grateful for all of the support that we have received so far and ask that if you are able, you continue to support us. This could be a long fight. Tim Lasota is a lawyer deeply familiar with how the radical LGBT agenda threatens our children and our families and our country, and he joins us now. Tim, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having me, Stu.
Yeah. I mean, this is not about me. This is not about this show. Look, we stepped in to try to defend these people of that community and to make them aware about this thing that was apparently secretly going on a property that has something to do personally with the mayor of Lake Havasu, and for that we're being sued.
That's right. I think you were clearly within your First Amendment rights to say what you said. And also, I think you've got the right not to be hauled into court in a state you've got no ties with. I mean, you're allowed as a national commentator to comment on things of national concern, which this obviously was. It just happened to have a local application, but every story has some sort of local application.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, these are people, by and large, in Lake Havasu, Arizona, who consider themselves to be conservative in nature, Christian community. This is not something that largely the population would be in support of had they known that it was going on. The protesters that went there were shunned and told, well, there's nothing that we can do about this event. It's on private property. And then we come to find out that this private property happens to have, you know, ties to the mayor of Lake Havasu, Arizona. And so we just broadcast that. I mean, this was simply the truth being broadcast in a very objective report.
People have gotten way too sensitive. I mean, a lot of what my practice is these days is fighting against these defamation lawsuits where somebody says something and it's within their First Amendment rights, but then the other person just gets all bent out of shape. I mean, people say nasty things about me all the time. They say terrible things about you, I'm sure, Stu, but I
never,
don't go and never stop and sue everybody, right? I mean, who has time for it? Who has money? I mean, people say outrageous things about me.
Yeah, and, so what? And this program and us. And, you know, listen, I'm not going to apologize for defending our children, for protecting our children. These drag shows have no business being child-friendly or all ages. This is absolutely 100% against the fabric of my moral compass, and I just will never allow that. Our whole job here is to defend our children. As a Christian, I know what Jesus said about our children, about protecting these little ones, and that those that cause these little ones to stumble would be better having a millstone tied from their neck and thrown into the depths of the sea. I mean, we are commanded to pick up the sword and fight. I'm not going to just apologize for that, for reporting this stuff. And so now being sued by Cal Sheehy is this guy's name. The mayor of Lake Havasu, Arizona, who wants to drag this show through the mud, exhaust the financial resources of this program and of this network, and ultimately what this is an attempt to silence this and then set a precedent where it normalizes this kind of genitalia-waving activity by grown men pretending to be women in front of young school-age children.
It's just unfortunate in this country that we can't speak freely the way our founders had intended us to. I mean, now, you know, people see these types of lawsuits and they wonder, you know, can I say something or do I have to clam up?
Yeah,
and
that's what this is all about. That's what this is all about. This is a continuation of a hate speech law that's being enacted by the Florida governor right now, who is unofficially running a proxy campaign to become the president. I mean, this is an extension of what happened to Twitter previously and looks like what's about to happen to Twitter again with Elon Musk appointing Yaccarino as a CEO who is an advocate for legacy media and trashes, you know, programs like this one, alternative media. Where did you get that meme? Are you sure that that's reliable video? Where did that information come from? Is it from a trusted news source? Same thing here. Silence programs like this one. Make sure that you never speak out against a demonic agenda, no matter how much it violates or tromps on your faith or your morals or your values, and we just will not stop. Here, we will not stop. I will never stop and I'll never apologize for protecting our children. And thank you very much for defending us and our position and for our right to exercise our First Amendment right in this country. That's afforded to me, not by any constitution, but by God. That's my inherent, inalienable right. And so we'll continue to do that until they either kill me or put me in prison. Tim Lasota, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Stu.
Of course. And again, you can go to givesendgo.com/defendstu. Again, givesendgo.com/defendstu. More of the Stu Peters Show in 60 seconds. As someone who goes to battle every day with the demonic deep state, as someone who's constantly researching and trying to get information to you, booking interviews, scheduling huge projects like documentaries like Died Suddenly, obviously energy is an issue. Sometimes you have no afternoon energy. Sometimes your mood is affected. So I've started taking Newtopia. I felt a noticeable improvement in my ability to focus and or remember important things once I started using Newtopia. I noticed a boost in my cognitive performance, my energy levels, my mood. Since I began taking Newtopia, I've been able to power through challenging tasks and distractions and manage more projects than ever without rising stress levels, which is incredibly important in current times. Since incorporating Newtopia into my routine, I articulate my thoughts more clearly. So why is Newtopia the best? They have developed a highly effective nootropics specifically designed to unlock your brain's maximum focus and concentration and creativity. Personalize your pack for your unique neurochemistry, choosing from 9 breakthrough brain formulas designed to help with a range of mental and emotional issues. Go to Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Again, Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. If you want big discounts, use promo code Stu Peters when you go to Newtopia.com/Stu Peters.
Taxation is theft, especially when your money is used to fund evil.
Wear a mask. Get boosted.
Corona hoax. Mass deception. America controlled by fear. Good news. There's another way. You can stop paying for the crimes and cover-up today through Freedom Law School.
The best thing you can do, according to the IRS's own official auditors, is to stop filing and paying income taxes.
Based on the government's official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. See the proof for yourself on freedomlawschool.org. Don't wait to drain the DC swamp. Start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Starve out the problem. Weaponize your earnings. Defund the swamp and fund the truth and freedom movement today. Go to livefreenow.org and restore the freedom we all miss.
Look around at what's going on right now. Banks are collapsing all over the place, and then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. They say taxpayers won't pay. They say that other banks will pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? They'll probably raise your bank fees like they always do. And if the Fed steps in, you'll likely also be paying an inflation tax. In times like this, storing all of your money in a bank may be very risky, as we have seen. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Protect your wealth with gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now. Call 855-706-GOLD to learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD. No matter what the enemy does, no matter what moves the enemy makes, no matter what our detractors call us or say about us in the form of bots and trolls online on social media, no matter what the bought and paid for BlackRock and Pfizer and Rothschild funded criminal murderous press prints about us in their papers or says about us on their fake TV shows, one thing that we can always say is that we have honored our promise. We will never take one penny from Big Pharma. We will never take one penny from any corporate conglomerate. And that includes turning down, by the way, very large deals with radio syndicates and television networks. We will never sell out ever. This program has always been about saving lives. This program has always been about protecting and defending our children, giving a voice to the voiceless, regular people, telling the truth no matter what the cost, standing up for what we believe in, putting ourselves at risk, getting kicked off and banned from social media, but always doing business with people, even despite the fact that the amount is incredibly lower and we could be getting really rich with this program. No matter what, we have always brought you products and advertisers, done business with people that we believe can help you, and that started right at the beginning with Carlos Cortez at Cortez Wealth Management. please give him a call if you have not already. 813-448-3446. Please protect your financial investments and your future and invest with your faith and your morals and your values. Are you funding Pfizer right now or BlackRock or any of the aforementioned? Are you funding the enemy? You may not know. Your investment portfolio could lie in places that you have no idea where it is. And when it's just you and God and your pillow at night, when you look at yourself in the mirror, know that you have done the things that you can do that are in your control. And if you're dealing with a financial advisor that takes the control away from you and does just whatever he or she wants to do, you are not in control. And so you could be losing control and funding the enemy, funding our own demise. Please book your appointment with Carlos Cortez online at CortezWM.com. Again, CortezWM.com. The Never Tax Retirement Strategy is part of his America First Retirement Plan. He's a Jesus-loving, God-fearing family man. Do business with like-minded people. If we're going to win, we have to do that. Protect yourself and the inheritance of your children and their future financial stability. Book your appointment with Carlos Cortez, CortezWM.com. Again, CortezWM.com. We'll be back here at the same time, our new time, 8 p.m. Eastern, tomorrow. Until then, God bless you.